So we had the Shachar B'Tara in the Gemara, where the Gemara concludes, Tavachova, that doesn't make sense what you're saying. You're saying Karen is more Mekel. It's that you just have the mazik of consumption written in the Torah. You would think Karen is off the hook. The owner doesn't have to pay. Kavachova, if you're already hired, the owner has to pay when there's no malicious intent of the animal. Kavachova, the owner will have to pay when it's malicious intent. So what did we know yesterday? What's the Moskona hold? Why did he hold that malicious intent is more of a reason for the owner to pay? So he said because the Moskona, end of the day, held the starting point was wrong. You thought the chiyuv of the owner is due to negligence. Okay, if you think that the owner, if you think the chiyuv is because of negligence, then I can hear you're less negligent in Hilchos Keren. It's harder to control. Fine. But that's the wrong mistake. That's not the starting point. The starting point of a owner having to pay is not to do with negligence. It's simply because the money is essential in his hand. The money is a mazik, and whatever the that money damages, it's can either you yourself damage. Mamela, you want to look at the animal. We're looking at the animal. Looking at the person. Looking at the animal. Which is a bigger mazik? Obviously, the one that's more malicious is the bigger mazik. So if you're telling me shame, which is less malicious, is higher for the owner to pay, of course, again, the owner's going to have to pay for more malicious acts by his animal, and that's the Moskona Gemara. So therefore, the Moskona Gemara seems to be saying that the reason why the owner is paying is not because of negligence. The reason why the owner's paying is because his money is him, and his money damages, he's going to have to take the consequences of that, even though he himself damaged. Which fits nicely with Tosis. As we learned on Shabbos, Shittas Rashi on Shabbos is that the obligation of a man to pay for damage his money causes is because of negligence. If so, how's Rashi going to learn the Moskona? If it's in negligence we're talking about, then he's less negligent when it comes to a malicious attack by his animal than a normal everyday activity of damage of shame, as Tosis explains, because it's much harder to control an animal which is out of control, basically he's desiring to damage person for malicious intent. It's much harder to stop that happening than an everyday activity of consumption. So therefore, Moskona, what's the Moskona? That's a very good Habamin of the Gemara. Habamin of the Gemara, and in Hilchos, negligence, in Ochonami, Karen can't be learnt out from Shane. I would think Karen is off the hook if you just write Shane, because Karen is less negligent, and you need to write Karen. That was a Habamin, and why is the Gemara saying, no, you're wrong. What's wrong? If this whole thing is negligence, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Pashas is that we're talking about the way the Tosfos is speaking, we're talking about moods. Talk about moods. No, mood just means what the Tosfos you weren't here yesterday, but we let Tosfos says why is the parent less negligent? That's even more less negligent. Because what he's got angry and he's now starting to make his charge. It's very hard to stop him at that stage, even if the owner's there. It's very hard to stop him at that stage to prevent him to get damaged. Once he's got the trigger ready, very hard to stop him. Yeah? It doesn't make a difference. Karen Tam, Karen Mood, it's very hard to stop him at that stage. Yeah? But Shane, even if the trigger is there, he's got the food in front of him, you can stop him. Stop him. It's easy, quite easy to stop him. So you're more negligent in not stopping Shane than you are in not stopping Karen. That's how Tosfos learns why Karen is less negligent. Very good logic. That's all. Why is the Gemara, according to Rashi, if it ever goes away from the path of negligence, why is the Gemara saying, Kalvah Chovah, what are you talking about? Malicious is more reason to be high. No, malicious is less of reason to be less negligent. That was the question we left off with the Rashi. So what are we going to answer Rashi? So if you look at your papers you had yesterday, you got it? Yeah, everyone's got it? Thanks, God's. So there's another way of learning the Moskona. Not that the scholar was chozer and said the chiyuv was to negligence. No, it's not negligence. It's the chiyuv is because of money is your act. No, that was the how Tosfos meant. Got a different way of learning the scholar. Says look at the shitta. Let's see it in the science. Says like this: Mari Cohen Sedek Zal Pirish. Put it up on the screen for all the recorders. Even though no one's there. So, Marie Cohen Sedek, Pirish, Ma Shein, Shein Kavonis Lehedek, Velo Havilei Suki Adate Lunitore, consumption damage by the animal, when he's not doing it after a malicious act. The owner, Lo Havilei Suki Adate Lunitore, he doesn't need or doesn't really have to take in consideration of such activity taking place. Kerem, shekavonos elahazik, but a malicious attack of goring by his animal, where the whole purpose is to cause damage. Lo koshken tahabilela suki adatil in the Torah. For sure he should have taken into consideration that that's going to happen. The Kimishik was a Hazek having to share, and therefore since it was a Kavon that caused damage, he's negligent in that taking offense. Now what is the Shitta explaining the Kavachom at the end of the day? How is he saying, what will we change from the Havman to the Moskona, according to this Shitta Nibesis? We're not changing if negligence is the reason why you're paying. We're going with negligence is the reason why you're paying. But still, even if negligence reason is why you're paying, we've got another way, or a Kal Vachomer, we're saying, that something is malicious, you're more negligent. Why is something is you're malicious, you're more negligent? Up to now we understood the Tosis, that something that is malicious is less negligent, because you can't control it. What's the other side of the coin, or so much the other side of the coin, that it's a Kal Vachomer, that of course if it's malicious, you're more negligent. Why? Why is it more negligent? Yeah, how? What do you mean, Matthew? Speak it out. Oh, very good. Since his mukhah from the Gemara. But most of the way that Tosfos are even learning the Havamina, they were talking about an animal which has a past history, as Amatzia says. Since it has a past history of being maliciously attacking people, he's a Mu'ud for that. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, what do you mean? Once he started on his charge, it's very hard to stop. Fine. We're not saying you're less negligent because he already started his charge. We're getting you, we're not interested in that. Why is he out of the street? How did he get to the street? Why is he over there? Why is he wandering around such a malicious animal just wandering around? Because you didn't lock the door. If you didn't lock the door, what are your negligence? Is that you're more negligent when you don't lock the door in front of a shamuz, rather than if you don't lock a door in front of your regular shamuz, done nothing wrong, all he does is eat things. Of course, yeah, okay, don't lock a door in front of a shamuz that just eats things, fine. So you can hear that, yeah, the chances are that it won't be such a bad result out of that. But an animal which has a past history, being maliciously dangerous or anything, and you don't look after it to allow him to get into that situation, about a karmophobia, if you're going to be alive on shame, even though that's not such a bad event of not locking your door in front of a regular animal, not locking your door is not such accountable event. So, you know, you can get out, but if you say it's going to cause damage after that, but we can definitely link you to the damage. If you don't knock in front of the door of a malicious animal, of course, you're a bit silly. You're not realizing that you're putting everyone in danger by not locking the door properly in such a case. So therefore, not locking the door in front of a Karen is much more negligent than not knocking a door in front of a Shame. So once you tell me Shame, not knocking a door, you're going to be hired for that negligence. Kalvachoma, you're going to be hired for the negligence of not knocking a door in front of a Karen. And that's the scorn of the Gemara. So we're staying with the chiyuv of payment is because of negligence. And we're saying, no, Kalvachoma, what are you talking about? You're more negligent in Hilchos. Negligence, you're more negligent in with Karen because you should have predicted this is going to happen. You should have predicted. For prediction, you're more negligent. Okay, yeah, so I tell you why we're talking about Amunot. Yeah, because, like I said, maybe he's a bit drunk, but he didn't speak it out. Tosfos, if you remember, on Gimel and Bais, explains over there, he says that by Karen, you're more negligent. They started with what, according to the way the Mishnah is reading, if you would only write, Karen, your chayiv, Oxa causes chayiv, you only write that, I wouldn't know Shame. Says Tosfos, why wouldn't you know Shame? Because you're more negligent in Karen, in the half a minute. Why are you more negligent in Karen? What's the smart to say you're more negligent in Karen in the half a minute? Tosfos, bottom Tosfos, low line. Yeah. Bashir Posha, you're more negligent over there. It's easy to look after a Karen animal. You're easy to look after a Karen animal. Because he hasn't got so much of a trigger to get him going. Yeah? There's nothing there that really triggers him off. Yeah? There's no outside factor that is out of your control to stop the trigger. Yeah, there's a trigger out there that will get into damage. And there's no trigger out there that gets a character damage. What gets into damage? Yeah, there's no trigger. No, it doesn't say predictable. It says the aim difficult article. There's nothing there that will push them to damage. Why? Why is there nothing there to push him to damage? Because he gets no hana out of damaging. So there's no outside hana trigger pushing him. Oh, here's a possibility to get knocked. Go ahead and damage. There's no such thing by Karen. Karen has got nothing to do with hana. So therefore, it's easy for you to make to look after the animal. Nothing to do with prediction. It's yachol lishma, he says. It's easy for you to look after the animal because there's no trigger event out there that will get him going. There's nothing there. That's out of your control. Yeah? Yeah? Flowers or things won't get him going. Yeah? Food won't get up. Shame there's food around that can get him going. And if somebody walks away with a sandwich in his hands, you can't stop people walking around with sandwiches. So therefore, that's not in your control. So therefore, you're less negligent because I can't stop the trigger. I can't stop the trigger. By Shane, I can't stop the trigger. Karen, there's no trigger that other people can do. So therefore, I'm more in control. I'm more in control. By Karen, I'm more in control. Shane, I'm less in control. So Karen is more negligent if you don't control it properly because you can't control it. Shane, you're less in control. So therefore, less negligent. Yeah? Now, this whole process only makes sense if we're talking about Karen, which is mud. Yeah? Because then we say, okay, you know your animal. You know what he does. Yeah? And there's no triggers out there that's out of you. There's no triggers. Yeah? So therefore, you know your animal. You just look after him. Just look after him. Just lock the door. Look after it. There's nothing out there which will activate his desire to damage, which is not in your control. Shame, what can I do? Shame, there's other factors out there which I can't control, which can activate that. So therefore, Shame, I'm less negligent. That's what Joseph is assuming, that the type of Karen we're talking about is a Karen that you know what's going to happen,
You can control it, and there's not even triggers out of your control. Even all the triggers, if there's any, which is under your power. That means we're talking about a mood. That's obviously talking about moods. If you're not talking about moods, then no one expects this to happen at all, including the owners. How can you look after it? How can you look after it? By Tam, there's never a time of you should have looked after it. By definition, Tam is a kanas, according to a lot of opinions, because look, he doesn't have to look after it. No one expects this to happen. If we're saying, we're talking about he's negligent, and that's why he's paying for Karen, we're talking about a case, he knows what's going to happen, he should look after it, it's easy to look after it, and he doesn't look after it, he's negligent, and you have to pay for Karen. That type of Karen, obviously, is the Karen Woods we're talking about in the Sugya. So we're talking about Karen Woods in the Sugya, the Gemara at the end, according to Rashi, is saying, it's posture that Karen Moors is definitely something which you're going to be held liable for if you're held liable for shame. For sure, you're held liable for Karen. But posture cover home, because we just said out the shitter is because you should predict. You know you've got a Karen Moors in front of you. You know he's extremely wild. You know what's going to happen when he gets out. So don't let him get out and then say, I can't do anything once I get out. He's out of my control. You should have stopped and getting out. Stop and get out. So Gavah Chomi is going to be chayav. What's your life and shame? You're sure going to be chayav and Karen because you can do preventive measures which will never get to the stage where you can put up your hands and say, what can I do? He's now out of show. Well, it's too late to say. You'll never get to that stage. So that is the answer according to Rashi. So two ways to learn the answer. Either the answer of the Gemara, according to Tosis, is saying it's nothing to do with the animals, humans, negligence is to do with what type of animal it is. Obviously, the one's more malicious is more mazik. As according to Rashi, no, we're staying with negligence, and of course, the malicious animal is more negligence on the owner's part because it's predictable, and therefore you should have stopped it ever getting that situation where you can't control. You're held accountable for letting it get into the situation where you can't control. Okay, so hopefully we've got that clear. If not, then we're on Shabbos, we'll go over it for those who weren't here and share, so you don't understand it from recording. Okay. So, then the Gemara carries on like this. If you look at Dalet Amud Aleph, so the Gemara says, I'll just read out the Kav HaChomer in the second line, La Kav HaChomer, of course, it's the one, Mas Shein Shein Olas LaHazik Chayim. If you're ready, you're holding them accountable of damage where it's not so malicious, Karen Shein Olas LaHazik, for sure you're going to be held accountable for something which is malicious damage. Look, also again. So then the Gemara says like this, no, it's true. No, I can prove that Karen of Kavod Lahazik is less of a reason to get you to pay. Shame, you pay. But Karen, if you won't write it, you don't pay. Why? Like the Havanim, basically. Because I might support Midi Dahavi Evans Bama. I've got a case, somebody owns an ex-slave, or maid servant, and the Eved HaAmah caused damage. And even though the Eved HaAmah caused damage, what do we say about it? We say over there, he says, Eved HaAmah, love, I forgot the Kabbalah, so amazing. Now this Eved, and this HaAmah, even although you own this, own them, they intentionally cause damage. The halacha is, pottery, if nevertheless, the owner of the effort is off the hook for pay. He doesn't need to pay. So I found a case where something you own intentionally damaged and the owner's off the hook. Must be like the Havamina. The intention to damage is actually a reason to be more lenient on the owner for payment. He's less negligent because the money which he owns intends the damage. If the money he owns intends to maliciously damage, that takes away negligence from the owner, and that's why the owner of the evidence and the other is possible from paying, because he's not negligent. So I prove in the Havamina. Because what's the difference between the Havamina and the Scholar? You've got this malicious damager. Is that malicious damager means the owner is less negligent, or malicious damager means the owner is more negligent? That's the discussion between the Havamina and the Scholar. Says the Gemara, I prove that malicious damage means you're less negligent. Why the Havamina? How? From Everett and the Hammer, who intentionally damages, and the owner's off the hook, must be that. That proves malicious damages mean malicious damage means takes away negligence away from the owner, and that's why it's off the hook. That's with the logic of the Havamina. Here we're talking about every commandment, yeah. Okay. But half in Rabbi Lo Sase also. You see, that's it, you're getting it. You're less negligent because it's intentional. So Abba Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, "Otu Evin Hama Lam Tama Rabbi Isfehu." No, don't bring lies from this case of Evin and Hama. There is a very good reason why you're off the hook. Shema Yachatenu Rebbe V'yelech V'yalik Gedisha Shachatenu. Because if you're not off the hook from paying, if you have to pay for what your servant damages, maybe if then he knows that, he'll dafka cause trouble for his Rebbe and go and light somebody else's haystack, in order to make sure that his Adam constantly is paying fortunes of money because of his efforts, and getting free, and to get himself out of being an Evet. What's the best way of an Evet to be able to be set free? Is to say, look, Mr. Master is tired for any damage I do. Let me make hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage, and then he's going to say, I can't do this anymore, let's just get him out of here. How do we get him out of here? Let's set him free. So therefore, Egon Hanami, malicious damage, is not a reason to take away negligence from the altar. Really, it's a reason to give him, a reason to make the altar more negligent, and really a reason to make the altar higher. But here's a special reason, is you're right, that's the logic. But if we allow that to happen, the Evet will manipulate that to get himself out of being an Evet, and he'll get himself free under those circumstances. So sounds like a special takana that says you should be chayav, even more chayav because it's delicious, but we're going to stop you being chayav because the Evet will use it to his advantage to get himself free. Special to Conan. But really, in logic, being a malicious damage is not lightening the negligence of the owner of that money. It's actually increasing the negligence. Really should be higher, but he's potter because of a special reason, because we don't want the Evet to use it, to manipulate it for his advantage. That's the structure of the Targum of the Gemara, in just reading the Gemara. We're going to analyze it, how this fits in our big picture. Yes, Albert. Why is he Potter? We thought originally he's Potter. Why do we think he's Potter? Because we thought, before we gave the answer of Rav Ashi, why did we think that he's Potter? The Adam? Yeah. Well, because he was a malicious damager, this evidence. If it's malicious damage, that means you, as an Adam, are less negligent. You're less negligent. You can't control that. You can't control that. So that's the halacha of being potter is correct. But what's the reason why you're potter is there's a half a minute and there's a rabbi actually in the story. You're potter. When the Evet malicious damages, the Adam's potter. Now why? Half a minute before you're potter because... because he's malicious, you're less negligent. So you're not chayav mikas, then you're not chayav, because he's malicious. That's how we put in the Hachamim. That's like the logic of the Gemara, in the original Gemara, that because Kered is malicious, you're less negligent, and you're not held accountable for a malicious attack. You can't control that. Yeah, it is. Just need to think at that stage of the Gemara. It's proving that being malicious takes away negligence from the Otam, so much so that you even potter because of what the Eber does. You can't control it. That's what you thought before, Rashi. Rashi says, no, you're potter. Yes, you're potter, but that's not the reason. Not because he's malicious and therefore you're less negligent than your potter. The reason why you're potter is because we don't want this effort. Really, you're chayim, but we don't want to use the Eber to manipulate the halacha and make you chayim. So therefore, even though the Eber then you should be chayim, because since he's doing it with intention to cause damage, that means you're more negligent when you don't look after that. You should predict that, you should really look after it, and you, Mr. Otter, should be chayim, but we say you're potter. You still say you're potter. Even though logically you should be chayim, we still say you're potter in the maskana because of a special tukana. We don't want the Eber to manipulate that halacha to get himself out free because he's causing huge amounts of monetary consequences for his master. So at the end of the day, Sayyid Avim in the Maskona, the halacha is, he's potter. But we're just discussing what's the reasoning behind it. Is it because the Iker then is potter because he's less negligent, the owner, because malicious means he's less negligent, or the reason why he's potter the Ozan is only special because of Tokon. Otherwise, he taku would be chak as a special Tokon. Special Tokon is. Have you understand? Yeah, therefore, if it's a special tukana, it's only applicable, that special tukana, by an effort. It's nothing to do with a shah. Yeah? Of course. That's Rav Ashi's answer. Now, let's now analyze this. So the Gemara wanted to bring what the Gemara wanted. The Gemara wanted to bring a proof to the Havamina's way of thinking, that this is malicious damage, you, master, owner, are less negligent. Because it's malicious, you're less negligent. Because it's very hard to control. That's what the Gemara originally wanted to say. Okay. So you want to say that? Okay. Let's ask a positive question. So positive, this question, you fall off the chair and say, how can Gemara write these words? How can Gemara even write these words? What's the positive question? The Gemara up to now is discussing Keren Yochard, Shein Yochard, and the Gemara is saying, could you write just one and not write the other? And the Gemara is saying, no, you have to write both. Because if you write one, I may think the other one is better. Yeah, okay. That's the discussion the Gemara has been discussing, yeah? The end of the day, are you chayv and Kered and Shein? Are you chayv? Yeah? Why are you chayv on Kered and Shein? Why are you chayv? Because you're negligent. Okay, you're negligent. Did I have to write both the Sukkim to tell you? Did I have to write Kered to say you're negligent and Shein you're negligent that you have to pay? Yeah, I had to write both. Yes? I can't just write one because I wrote one from the other, you couldn't learn. Fine, okay. I had to write both. At the end of the day, I did write both. Me, the Torah wrote both. Yeah. So, wherever, at the end of the day, the Torah is saying, one is negligence, one is less negligence. Doesn't matter which one, at the end of the day, whatever level of negligence, you're still accountable and held responsible and you have to pay for both. Whichever level it is. The higher one, the level, lower one, even the lower level of negligence, you're still held accountable to pay. That's what the Gemara is saying. At the end of the day, the Torah is saying, Karen and Shane are both five. One of them is less negligent than the other, but doesn't matter, even less negligent one is the five. That's what the Torah wrote. Yeah. So both Karen and Shane are five. Okay. So I come to an effort. Effort damages. How then I think, you know why the Odin is potter? Why is he potter? In a Havan, in another one. The effort damages maliciously. Odin, who you own this effort, you're potter for pain. Why do I think you're potter for pain? According to Havan, in another one, what did he want to prove? He wanted to prove something. What was he trying to say? What? So that you're not negligent. You're not, because he's maliciously damaging,
You're not negative. Yeah, that's what the Gemara in the Habakkuk wanted to say. Yeah? Before Rav Ashi. Yeah? Wanted to say, because this Eved is maliciously damaging, you all own the own of it, yeah? But you're not negative because it's malicious. That's what they wanted to prove. Okay? And that's a proof that Karen, that's a proof, is Karen is less negligent. Hold on. Are you tired from Karen at the end of the day? Okay? So why is it all, if Eved is the same as Karen, why is the Karen tired and the Eved bottom? Okay? It's less negligence. But the end of the day, that level of less negligence, was it malicious? Are you tired of Karen, which is less negligent because of maliciousness? So go with that logic. Are you tired on it? Yeah? Yeah, you are tired of it. So Eved, which is also less negligent because of his maliciousness, what should be the thing if you want to say it's the same as Karen? What do you want to say? You're tired. What does the halacha say? Bottom. So what by your bottom? But if according to Habakkuk, it's exactly the same. If it's exactly the same, so how can the halacha come out different? A Torah can't be more machmir. The Karen is written in the Torah that you're kind. And even though you're not so negligent, according to Habakkuk, because it's malicious. Eved, same level of less negligent because it's malicious. You're saying it's potter. Why? It should be the same as Karen. But once Karen is tired, then Eved should be tired. Once you tell me Karen is tired, then Eved should be tired. Why is Eved not tired? Oh, okay, that's the next question. Why is Eved not tired? Finally, I'm asking on the Gemara. How can the Gemara in the Havana think it's a halacha me'ikatim? This halacha, oh, he's malicious, means you're not negligent, and that sheer not negligent is the reason why you're potter by Eved. It's not true. I see this level of not negligence is, according to Torah, still alive because it's written, Karen, that you're alive. So once you tell me it's different, then you can't bring rhymes. God's trying to bring rhymes. He's trying to say, Karen and Eved are the same. And he's trying to say, whatever says by Eved is a proof to what we say by Karen. But how can you even suggest that? How can you suggest that if they got different halachos? Those are your property. And in the Habamin are we saying, the high no half. The high no half, both your property, your money, both being malicious, and therefore, malicious is the reason to be potter, and that's why you're potter by Eved. Hold on, how can you say that's why you're potter by Eved? It says in the Torah that you're fired by Karen, and you're saying the same as the Karen and Eved is exactly the same, so it should be fired as well. If it's not the same, you can't be right. Well, how can you be right if it's not the same? It's not something that God puts each of the buzzing. It's trying to bring a sorrow out. What's the sorrow? It's trying to prove that the concept of that of malicious takes away negligence. Malicious takes away negligence. Being malicious, your money being malicious takes away negligence from the owner. I prove from the effort. That's what the Gemara is trying to do at that stage. No, don't say what the Gemara. That Gemara says that's not the reason. It's really more machayev, and it's really the same. But we want to know the Habakkuk. So what wants the Habakkuk? You can't even suggest. You just go straight to Rav Ashi. Odon and Eved have nothing to do with Karen. Odon and Eved, you're potter because of a special reason, this Takana, you don't want Eved to manipulate. Fine, if you already know that, then you can't even suggest that Habamina are trying to prove the concept of being more malicious takes away responsibility because it's got nothing to do with it. It's Odon and Eved case is a special halacha that the Takana and not reasons, there's no logic over here. It says the Takana. That's what the article was saying in the Habamina. You can't even suggest it.
Fall off the chair. That's what you should be falling off the chair. Because what's the Gemara speaking? Speaking and saying, we've got a shaila out here. It's negligence of the money maliciously damaging. Take away if the malicious damage. Take away negligence for the owner, or it actually increases negligence. That's the two sides of the coin. Proof from the evidence. It takes away negligence. No, you're talking nonsense. You've got no proof for the evidence because the evidence got a special reason. It's at the corner. And therefore, you can't even start. And you can't even say it's proof, because if you say it's proof, then it should come out the same halacha. It doesn't. This one's high, this one's bottom. Big customer. It has to be like that. Because if it's not like that, you stop our question. It says in the Torah, Karen is high, and you'll say, this says every is bottom. Why? Obviously, I don't know why. Let's say you don't know the Gemara. I don't know why, but not the same. If they're not the same, I can't bring proofs from one to the other. No comparison. Even if you don't know the Gemara, you just say, I just see the halakha comes out high, and this one comes out hotter. So I see they're not the same. So I can't bring one from the other. How can I use this to prove that? If I see clearly they're not the same, and even if I don't know the reasoning, they're obviously not the same. Fine. But to learn Gemara, you have to have a starting point. You can't say nonsense. In a way that you're saying, Avi, is that, look, the guy who's tried to make a proof had no starting point. It was totally nonsense from the beginning. He's just wasting words. And therefore, because obviously it was no havamin in the first place to even suggest this as trying to prove anything, because there's no logic behind it. Because Rav Ashi is so clear. Gemara doesn't talk like that. Obviously, the havamin had a havamin. You had a reasoning to prove something from the advert, and there's some basis on that. And Rav Ashi is just trying to disprove it and say, you may have the points, but I say you've got no right because of my points. But if you're saying there's no way to learn besides Rav Ashi, then obviously nothing starts. Nothing starts. Gemara can't even suggest it. We fall off our seats because of it. So, let us therefore do what we did at the end of the first year. Do the same thing at the end of the second year. Depends how you learnt the Maskana before. Let's do it. What did you learn? According to Tosfos, the shaila of the Gemara is the owner paying because of negligence, or is the owner paying because his money is him? That's the shaila of the Gemara. Other than Maskana. So now the Gemara is bringing this effort case, and saying, obviously, it's to do with negligence. That's what the Gemara is trying to prove. Obviously, it's like a half a minute, it's to do with negligence, and it's nothing to do with the money is yours and it's damaging. It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with negligence. How do I prove it? From the evidence. From the evidence. We see that the evidence is very malicious. And the Oton is off the hook. Now, if you're telling me that a person's high for any money damages, when money damages because it's like him damaging, then just because the Eved is malicious, why should you be off the hook? Forget. He's so malicious. Yeah, he's more of a mazik, so he should be more on the hook. And am I, for the fact that when the Eved damages maliciously, that you're off the hook, must be hilchus mazik, you're only on the hook if you're negligent. And because he's so malicious, you're not negligent, you're off the hook, Mr. Master of the Heavens. Now, we have a question. So why are you on the hook by Keren? The answer will be simple, according to Tosfos, because Keren is not the same as Evans. Why? A ox that gores is not as malicious, mazik, as an Evans that attacks somebody maliciously. It's much harder, much, much harder, to look after a Eved who wants to, plans to damage, than to look after an animal which has built itself as ever as a Karen Mood for damage, that you can look after if you take your precautions, but as something you've got dust and knowledge and plan, it's much harder to look after. So therefore, Enoch Anami, the Eved is much harder to look after. And therefore, because he's malicious, You're much less negligent and therefore the vicer, that's why you're potter. Keren is also part of the potter, but not as hard as the heavens. So therefore, you're negligent, not as negligent as shame, which is very easy, but not as onus, as non-negligent as the heavens. It's something in the middle. So something in the middle, you need to write it to tell me you're chayav. But what you tell you're chayav is not going to make you chayav by the heavens, because the heavens, you're really off the hook, because there you really are, can't really look after that heaven, because he has intentions of damage with his planning. So there's different levels. There's different levels. So I've proven, so what I've proven? I've proven that obviously you're only chayav in negligence, and I have to work out what level of negligence you are. Shame, spitz negligence, very easy. Keren, medium negligence, you're still chayav because the Torah says. Eved, not negligence at all, because he's got das to damage. Very good. So if you learn like Tosfos, then the whole side is to do with negligence, or the mazir, or to do it because of mazir, of the money, then I can prove from the evidence that the whole concept that we're discussing here is because of negligence. I've proven that point from evidence. Okay, that's with Tosfos. And here's the final words. So Tosfos, I understand the Gemara, what's proven by evidence. But according to Rashi, that it, from beginning to end, we never changed the concept. It was always going to be high because of negligence. And the silent is being malicious make you less negligent, or being malicious makes you more negligent? But at the end of the day, you're high because of negligence. Point to us. Just we don't know, is malicious the reason to make you less negligent, malicious make you more negligent. Okay? So what have I proven by evidence? By proven by evidence, you're off the hook because you're not negligent. Okay. Well, if you're telling me Evan is such, he's a planner, he's got dust, it's much harder to look after him, then I can simply say, you haven't proven my points. I'm talking about Karen. I'm talking about animal who goes maliciously. If that animal is maliciously a reason to make the odds of more negative or less negative, that's the discussion between the Havli and Islam. Or Evan? Definitely he's damaging maliciously, but it's impossible to look after him. So even the Mastana, who says normally that being malicious makes you more negligent, but with an Eved, which is impossible to look after him because he's a planner, that even the Mastana will agree you're off the hook. So therefore, what's the Hanuman of the Gemara trying to prove that the Hanuman is correct? Even if the Mastana agrees that negligence is the topic that makes you chayav. I just want to know whether you're negligent, whether malicious makes you more negligent, less negligent. I can't prove anything from Evans, because Evans, everyone agrees, you're not negligent by Evans, because he's a planner, he's got task, and for sure you're off the hook over there, because you can't do anything to protect him. I'm sorry, you can do something. Here, this Evans, you can't do anything. So even if you're held like Rasconda, that normally malicious makes you more negligent, because you can predict and should look after it, you can't say those words by Evans. I can predict Evans going to create problems. I can't look after it, because he's got dust. So therefore, how can the Gemara say, I'm proving from Evans that the Mahabharata is correct? No, really, Rasconda is correct. Malicious means means that you're more negligent because you know what's going to happen. You can predict what happens. Look after it. That's what the Mascona holds. And the Evans are off the hook because even though I can predict what can happen, I can't control it. Because he's really out of the way. He's got dust. He's doing all manipulating things in order to get me to pay. So therefore, what can I do? What can I do in such a case? So how can the Gemara bring a riot to the happening? So we got left with the same type of question as we left in the question. Is that according to Tosfos, I understand what you're proving from the evidence case. That's all to do with negligence that makes them Adam Chayav. Fine, that's what you prove them. But according to Rashi, that everyone agrees that negligence makes you Chayav. Decided is in what's called negligence, that everyone should agree, evidence not negligence. So what are you proving from evidence? That is the question we're leaving according to Rashi, how to understand. Next year is on Wednesday.
Wait for that.